It was a funny one, actually. Kind of the way things kind of, I suppose, come around. As you say, I grew up in Roscommon and played all most of my football there. But I'm married to a Leitrim girl, Carmel, and we're living in Ballinamore now the last couple of years. So yeah, once you start getting involved in local communities, and the GAA is fantastic for that. It's been really, really great for helping me integrate in Ballinamore here. And I suppose there's a natural progression then from that, where you become familiar with some of the lads, and you're invested in their development, and you see guys going to progressing from club to county. And if there's something you can help out with, you're certainly more than happy to do that. And you often see that with coaches. You're involved with different teams, and your allegiance is to the team that you're with. I said, even though, as I say, I'm a Roscommon man by birth, I said, now living in Leitrim, working in Leitrim, but that kind of stuff, I'm all in, as they say.
You're sounding more and more Leitrim by the day, Adrian, don't
There
worry.
we go. Hardcore.
We broadcast the Connacht Minor Championship game a few months ago, the 2020 Championship between Leitrim and Galway from the GAA Centre of Excellence. And I know your predecessor, Benny Guckian, at the time, the team felt under pressure. They didn't have much time to prepare when the pandemic hit. Championship was rescheduled quite quickly. And yet that match will be remembered for a very gutsy Leitrim minor display, and I know a lot of the personnel will change from one year to the next, but did you see something there? Did that give you encouragement in terms of the potential at this under 17 level?
Yeah, it was a good performance. It's something you would associate traditionally. You often see that with counties where there's particular styles or traits that teams will have, and Leitrim would have been regarded certainly in times past and something they're looking to reincorporate and I suppose find again, is that kind of backbone and that never say die kind of attitude. And there was definitely signs of that in that game. They were in it right up to kind of three quarter time, and as you see, against other teams, you sometimes find that they hit a purple patch, and the game gets taken a little bit out of your reach. But certainly, lots and lots of positives out of that. I think we have a couple of guys left over out of last year's team, and especially given you hit the nail on the head there when you're talking about the preparation. I think they had a 4 week layoff, and then they got a phone call on the Friday night to say they were playing Saturday week. So it was kind of they had 8 days and basically three training sessions to get ready for that game. So it was huge credit to all involved on that side of things. So. We're hopeful that we'll have a bit more of a lead in this time around, just to give the lads a fair crack at it.
Which brings us to this year's Connacht Minor Championship, because Connacht GAA announced the dates and venues for the Minor and Under 20 Championships a few weeks ago, with fingers crossed that the pandemic situation would enable a championship to begin from early April, when you're due to play Sligo in a Connacht Minor semi-final, I think it is. What is the position with the Minor Championship? Have you got official word on whether that's going to start as planned, or is it being pushed back at this stage?
I think we're in the same boat as everybody else. It's as things stand at the minute. I think we're provisionally down to play on the 9th of April, but with the third wave and the decision to push things back until after Easter, at the moment it certainly looks like that's not going to hit. There just isn't enough time to play that, basically. So it's up in the air. To be fair to the GAA, they tried to come up with a plan there before the Christmas, just to give people an idea or something to work off. But just the way things went with the numbers and that kind of thing like that, I think they're in the same boat as everyone else. Everything's up in the air until, I suppose, a little clearer picture comes from the government and people can start planning a little bit more then. But it just leaves things. The promise, I think, a 3 or 4 week lead in. If they're back kind of around the middle of April, that's going to bring you into May. It'll just be interesting to see how things shake out with that, because certainly at under 20 level, you'll have a couple of guys in college that's right around the time of the exams, guys in senior panels. So it's very, very much up in the air at the minute.
Are you able to do any sort of meaningful prep work with your players and management team, Adrian, right now? I mean, I'm guessing a Zoom or Microsoft Teams call can only offer so much to a group of 16 and 17 year olds. I know they'll probably be working away in their own bat and they'll have programs, etc., but it's got to be very hard to do any meaningful preparation.
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. But as I said, I suppose there's opportunity and challenge as well. So there is. I suppose you couldn't meet the players directly, so you end up contacting the player's parents. So that was something I haven't kind of really come across another before, where you get to talk to pretty much all the parents of the kids, which was it kind of gives you a different insight into players' stuff you mightn't be fully aware of. If it's just pitch stuff, you're talking about 32 young fellas. In an hour, an hour and a half training session, you don't really get much time to interact with them or families, that kind of stuff like that. Programs, absolutely. That's I think everyone on any of these squads, even club teams, they're great. They're doing it where they're giving guys kind of programs, running programs, kind of weights or gym programs to be tipping away with. The Zoom stuff is more kind of, I suppose, on the social, the kind of connection side of it. And that's one thing actually that jumped out from talking to parents is. They were really enthusiastic for their kids to get involved, just have a different focus. 9 to 2 or 9 to 4, in front of a laptop 5 days a week. It's tough graft for anybody, but especially kind of 15, 16, 17-year-olds. So just even this focus, even though it mightn't go ahead, exactly as we planned, just to be involved in something and having contact with different people in a different way. Parents and the kids, they're really getting behind it.
How much ground do you feel Leitrim minors have to make up this year, Adrian? I mean, the county is probably at a disadvantage at the best of times in terms of population pick and size, but when you look, there's an almost Zulu mentality, as you'll know, in your native Roscommon and in Galway and Mayo, to making the county minor team, and even Sligo in recent seasons have come through with a couple of decent conveyor belts of clusters of minor talent to reach a minor final in the season just passed. Is there ground to make up there?
I suppose there's always ground to make up. So there's always someone kind of making progress. You hit the nail on the head there. Sligo, the last 5, 6 years, there's been a huge push on there, and that hasn't gone unnoticed kind of around the province. And you'd be expecting, and it's good for football. It's good for Connacht as well, like that. And those guys start filtering through into their senior setup. Get Sligo really competitive and back up the league tables again like that. I think when to have Connacht strong like that would be fantastic. And again, Leitrim to do the same, and that's what we're kind of hoping for. We might necessarily have the same pick, and that is true. But these young guys, they really are motivated. No more than any young fella anywhere in the country. Like the opportunity to put on your county jersey, and there's something special about playing representative football. Be that for your club, at home, your parish, and certainly at county level, that's what these guys are aspiring for, on their from a sporting perspective. It's a great opportunity for them. Now the pick wise. Again, opportunity in adversity. We don't have huge pick, but what it also means is you have to stick with these young fellas. They might be going through a bit of loss of form, or a bit of difficulty, outside of football, or something as simple as a growth spurt where they're a little bit more injury prone. But you don't get to walk away from these guys. You got to stay with them, hang in there with them, and help them on their journey and try to get the most we can get out of them, and help them in any way we can facilitate their development. Because if we can get as many of these guys staying involved in football, it's a huge drop off between 16 and 20, and that's across. It's not just in Gaelic. It's a global thing. The participation in underage sport, the drop off is massive. So if we can keep these guys healthy and interested and enjoying their football and helping their clubs, and if the club scene gets strong, Leitrim can only it can only help the senior setup as well, like that, and get a couple of these guys progressing to the 20s and again into the seniors, and hopefully giving teams like Sligo and Roscommon and teams like that a bit of a scare, and see how we get on.
Yeah, and just to finish on that, Adrian, I mean, I detect there from what you're saying that you see your role as a minor mentor beyond just this year's championship. This is the age group where guys in some areas drift away or tune out of Gaelic games, and we hear this in every county around Ireland, keeping this cohort from 16 to 20 years of age. If you can keep as many of those involved, the potential benefit to adult teams, both club and county, is incalculable.
Yeah, absolutely. even for the guys themselves, you'll see that where, excuse me, you know, these guys will, some of them go travelling, and, you know, I know certainly lads I played with, they went to Australia, Canada, that kind of stuff, and one of the first, yeah, no more than me, integrating in Ballinamore. Gaelic is a fantastic outlet, and sport is a fantastic way of finding your feet in a new community. And there's lots and lots of stories of guys doing that where, you know, they go to Australia, they go to Perth, they go to Sydney, get involved in the local GA team there, and you're already plugged into a new new circle of friends. There's a long history of that in the States as well, like that, lads that would have gone, whatever, the 80s and 90s and that kind of stuff. That's how you found your feet, England as well. But for local communities, the picks, there's I think about 22 clubs here in Leitrim, and a lot of them are country teams. And, you know, there was one particular group, it was a lad I work with, and they're at a stage now where there's guys in their mid-30s, late-30s, and they basically can't retire, because if they retire, the club's gone, that they can't field at adult level. So it's vitally important that if you're going to hang on to that identity of your local area, that you're bringing these young guys through, keeping them interested, making football enjoyable for them, challenging them, developing them, and that they're there to step into the fold and help their own club and county, hopefully for 10, 15 years into the future.